Welcome back to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb and I'm your host. This is episode 214. Today we'll read Romans 12 and our translation this week is the English Standard Version. Let's begin. Romans chapter 12. I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May God bless the reading of His Word. Paul says to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. For some, this is a hard thing to consider. We like to think that our bodies belong to us, right? We'll tie this scripture in with what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, where he said, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." Now, if I profess to be a believer, these are important things to think about as I go about my life. My body is not my own. I have a responsibility to use it in such a way that would be acceptable to God. My body is on loan from its Creator. I should use it for His purposes, not mine. I should maintain it so that He can use it to its fullest potential. I should be involved with things that further the kingdom of God, not sinful activities that bring shame on the name of God. And in suggesting this approach, Paul is appealing to us, or as it says in other translations, he is beseeching us or urging us. He's not ordering us, but urging us to do this as a living sacrifice, a sacrifice done out of love for God, because He deserves it, and because it shows that God's will is good and acceptable and perfect. So many in the culture around us think that God is an angry old man in heaven waiting to catch us doing something wrong so that He can punish us. But if we live in such a way that others see that God is anything but that, we will be helping to usher others into a relationship with a loving Father and pleasing Him at the same time. What better motivation could there be to live such a life? Will I see you tomorrow? I sure hope so. We'll be back in the book of Psalms. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.